This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Go. Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. MJ here and the crew. I've got Roxanne. I've got Froggy. Where is Fester? Or better yet, where is
Fester?
Where is
Fester?
Thank you.
Fester.
Where is
Fester?
Any idea where
Fester
is? I don't see him in here.
Fester texted us. You didn't see the text message?
When did he text us?
Yeah, he texted us.
I did not. Hang on a minute. Let me hit my little password code here, and I do have a text notification. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am going to miss the first 10 to 11 and a half minutes today. That's a bit precise. What does that mean? He's going to be here at like 6:11 and 30 seconds is when he, so that would be exactly what, 8 minutes or 9 minutes and 20 seconds from right now.
If it's 6:12, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, so he's going to miss the first 10 to 11 and a half minutes of the show today. All right. So I
texted him. I said, be careful. There are a lot of police out there today. I noticed along my route. So maybe he has to slow it down to 10 minutes. That's going to cause him to be 10 minutes late.
Anyway, apparently
Fester
is running late today. Yes.
Fester.
Hey, Froggy, what's his name?
His name is
Fester.
His name is
Fester.
Fester.
They haven't fixed this thing yet, have they?
I sound weird.
You know what? They never fixed. Hey, Rox, go over to Fester's microphone. Hold on. Go. Froggy's only in the left channel. Can you speak?
I'm in your left speaker.
Go ahead and just speak into Fester's mic.
Fester.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So, I guess
everything's all messed up.
Yeah.
In here.
Well, the board got jacked again. Hang on a minute. I gotta put this. All right. Now speak, guys.
Hello?
Oh. Right. Yeah, so.
See what happens when Fester isn't here? The place falls apart.
Well, no. We had some kind of big glitch in the system, and then, remember, I then had to put your two microphones, Fester and yours, into left channel only, because if it was normal, you only show up in the left channel, so I gotta select, like, one. If I take right. All right, Frog, go ahead and talk.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, if I select right channel, you're not on the air.
Hello?
So, hang on a minute, I gotta put you into, go ahead.
Hello?
There you go, now it works.
My God, it was easier at WUSF radio.
So, I think we got it.
It's do we need good, to check?
What?
Do we need to check his Fester's again?
No, I think we're good. Hey, we're pretty jammed up today. Hey, Coop, is it my understanding that you have some kind of a demonstration for, you have a food demo for us today?
Yes, we all get to try it.
Oh, God.
And there's some kind of food craze that's sweeping, and Coop has brought in the elements for the food craze that is taking over social media, and we have to try this food craze later on. Also, very exciting day at my house today.
What's happening?
At the Schnitt House. Very exciting day, and I'll tell you what, hold on to that thought. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at my house today. This is a monumental. This is a milestone. It happens today, and I'll tell you next. MJ Morning Show is getting rolling.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Fester
has arrived. MJ Morning Show on Q105 with me, MJ, and Roxanne, and Froggy. And
Fester
has entered the building running late today, but you don't want to discuss why you're running late? Is that...
It's a personal reason.
It's not a secret reason, but it's just it's not going to help the broadcast of this show.
I didn't see your text until Roxanne said, hey, Fester sent... Roxanne said that...
Fester.
Sent the text, and...
Who is that again? Whose voice is that?
It's Dana Bash on CNN was saying something about something, and, well, this is part of the sentence.
Allow it to fester.
And she said that. It was some kind of political issue.
Allow it to fester.
And I was flipping through the channels, Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, a couple afternoons ago, and I just stumble across...
Fester.
And she says...
Allow it to fester.
I'm like, oh, my God, I got this Dana Bash news anchor on CNN saying...
Fester.
I love it.
Fester.
Gotta use this quite a bit.
Fester.
All right, so why are you running late? In your text it says, it's not really a good story.
I mean, he says he's personally doesn't want to talk about it.
Personal reasons.
Well, I had a sick kid issue this morning, and I was just about to walk out of the house.
What's so personal about that?
Well, I don't know if I want to talk so early about my kid coming down the stairs.
Hold on. Are you exposed to your sick kid? And you just dragged all that sick kid, disgusting mung into the studio?
No, it's not sick kid. I have the flu, sick kid. It's sick kid.
A mental case?
Yeah. That's probably both of them.
Mental problems? Is that it?
Both of those little sums of bitches. They both have some mental issues. No, he came.
You just call your kids sums of bitches?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Really?
Only have one son.
But I said sums, which is binary. Yeah. It's a binary term, I think.
Thank you.
Or you could be like the sheriff in Smokey and the Bandit, some bitch.
Jackie right? Gleason, baby.
Jackie Gleason.
My little guy comes down. I'm just about to walk out the door. Just about to walk out the door to get to work before MJ, which apparently is the barometer for being on time around here.
All right, so let me get this straight. So
Fester
was just about to walk out the door.
And I hear from the top of the stairs, Daddy. I'm like,
I can't tell if that's the girl or the boy that said, Daddy.
Little boy.
Okay.
And he spit up on himself. Whatever he had for dinner is now on him and in his bed and on the floor.
Yeah, lovely.
So, I'm like, oh, great. So I had to clean him up. And then in the shower, he slipped and he hit his head. And he hit his nose and he started getting a bloody nose.
Oh, my God.
I'm dealing with a puke-covered kid with a bloody nose. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get to early morons in the news.
Did he get his toes chopped off in a lawnmower as well this morning? What else happened?
And this hand got caught in the sink.
Hold on. Yeah, in the garbage disposal.
Lots of bodily fluids this morning.
You said toes as in plural. Only one toe. Okay, no, I'm kidding. So he got sick this morning. I had to help clean him up. And then something else, the bloody nose happened. And I'm thinking, oh, wow. Great.
Just wake up the wife, make her deal with it, and you scoot out the door like I do.
Well, I was like the first responder on it. I couldn't pawn this one off. I'm like, honey, pukey kid, gotta go, love you, bye.
Well, you gotta be on the air.
Yeah, I got jokes to make.
That's the ultimate bailout. That is the I gotta run him.
That's what I would have done.
That's the ultimate bailout to, you know, shove that off. All right, huge day. In fact, I said huge mungus. That's a combination of huge and humongous. That's huge mungus. At my house today, milestone day. Has to do with my son. Michelle, later this morning, is taking Julian to go get his learner's permit.
Wow.
Yeah. Julian a little late getting it because Julian turned 17 on July 4th, but they were up in New York for a bit. And, you know,
you don't need a car there, do you?
Exactly. So that kind of, you know, retarded the need. You allowed to say it in that fashion? Is that politically incorrect?
I don't know.
That's a proper use.
Yeah, that sort of retarded the need to have to go get a driver's license, learner's permit. Do you know that in some states, I think it's driver's license, but in Florida, it's not called a driver's license. A lot of people don't realize this, but let me take out my license. Yeah, I'm taking out my Florida license right now, and it doesn't say drivers. It doesn't say D-R-I-V-E-R apostrophe S. Like, it's a driver license.
You know what you are, MJ? You are the police for whether or not a word should have an S on the end. It's not Davis Island. It's Davis Islands.
It is. It's true. And that always bothers me. And it's the worst because people add S's to words that don't get S's, and they'll leave S's off on words that need S's. And that drives me nuts. Anyway, I'm holding my driver license, but I want to say driver's license instead of driver license. It just doesn't sound right. But that's what's printed on our Florida driver license.
Oh, what? I just typed into a Google the difference between the two.
Yeah, what the? Oh, look at this. Fess is Googling.
Okay, so a driver's license, apostrophe S, belongs to the driver. It's their license. A driver license belongs to the state.
Oh.
And they just give it to you as an
permit.
An honor or a permit. Yes.
I thought you said hermit.
A hermit, too.
Did you say permit?
You said permit.
I was trying not to pop my pee, and it didn't even come out.
And it didn't. So I thought you said hermit.
Can you imagine a little hermit crab comes in? All right.
Roxanne's new broadcast strategy to not pop her peas is to just replace them with H's.
All right, so big day today. Julian gets his learner. Is it a learner permit? Is it a learner permit or a learner's permit?
Hermit.
Hermit. The learner hermit. Yeah.
So you know what that means? It means that I'm going to be driving around with Julian tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm going to let Julian get behind. I'm going to give Julian his first driving lesson. And then Michelle hired some company that the kids, and Chloe doesn't have her driver's license yet either. So they're both, and Chloe is 19.
Maybe you should borrow Fester's hump of a car instead of your nice car to teach him, you know?
Chloe doesn't have a driver's license, and she's 19.
Okay.
You know, in Vietnam, the average age of the soldier was 19.
They were driving tanks.
Yeah.
Your kid can't even drive a Kia.
Driving Abrams tanks.
Yeah, right. I'm serious.
All right. So, yeah, bottom line is both kids are going to be getting their licenses this. And then Julian, I'm going to be. Funny thing is, Julian is going to be behind the wheel first before Chloe is.
Right.
Which means he's going to have to tow her around town.
Yeah, I think so. So it's a big day, huge day, massive day at my house. All right, you ready for some early morons in the news? Got it queued up, ready to roll. Morons in the news, the early edition. Next MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Good stuff today, by the way.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I saw it again this morning. When I get off, and I know exactly what's going on here. When I get off of 275 onto MLK now, and of course to come to our studio here at the Coger Executive Center near 4th and Gandy here in St. Pete, we typically would take the 4th Street exit. But of course, with the new bridge being built, the new Howard Franklin, and they have to, you know, rejigger the interstate and the exit ramp. So they had to take 4th Street off the grid for a little bit, and they knocked the whole overpass over. So that's why 4th Street, if you're heading southbound to head, you know, into St. Pete down 4th, that's why the bridge is gone. That's why you can't get off of that exit. That's why there's the big orange closed sign. And now we have to get off at MLK, and that's where it either forks to MLK or you go right if you want to go to Ulmerton. And I used to see this on 4th Street, which was the first exit, but now that MLK is the first exit, Fessy, you have any idea what I see? Usually it's like on my drive in the 5 o'clock hour, I see this like at least like 2 times a week.
Is it somebody last second realizing that's their exit and they veer over?
No. But obviously it's automotive related. All right. So here's the, I'm not going to drag it out. So here's the deal. The people that accidentally got on the bridge and had to come all the way across from Tampa to St. Pete, and they're waiting for the first opportunity to make the U-turn. And I see it at least twice a week. Sometimes it's more. And I saw one this morning. Some white SUV gets off, and you know, I see the brake lights right in front of me, and they're looking for the first place to make the U-turn to head back towards Tampa, northbound 275. And it's like, how the heck did they do that?
That's a 10-minute mistake.
Oh, it is. No, more than that.
No more than, right.
It's like almost, what, almost 10 minutes over and then another 10 minutes back.
A lot of people from out of town coming from the airport, unfamiliar with the way the interstate system branches off.
Yeah.
It's happened to me before. I live here.
Yes, I saw it again this morning. I'm like, up. Just drove the whole Howard Franklin Bridge. Just drove it to a whole different county when they didn't have to. Making the U-turn, going back. All right, morons of the news, early edition. Oh, this is awful. Watch, Froggy's probably going to laugh at this.
Never.
Yeah, don't laugh at this. 80-year-old attacked while cutting grass and his lawnmower was stolen. Come on. What's the matter with you?
I mean, come on.
Come on.
What do you expect? Come on.
So the moron's the 80-year-old guy, obviously.
No, it's not. Yes. Who would steal an 80-year-old's lawnmower while he's mowing the lawn, and then they steal his lawnmower?
Poor old
guy. Did they push him off the lawnmower?
It was not. It must have been a push mower. Here, let me tell you why.
Oh, okay.
Little Rock, Arkansas, an 80-year-old man had his lawnmower stolen while he was using it. He was mowing his lawn about 1:15 p.m. on Sunday at his home, blah, blah, blah. According to the police report, two men in a black sedan with a damaged front fender pulled up, asked if the 80-year-old had any transmission fluid.
What an icebreaker.
Like, first of all, who pulls in front of a house?
What's that?
You got any transmission fluid?
Sir, yeah. Yes. We're looking for some transmission fluid.
Hang on, let me take off my lawnmower. I can't hear you.
Oh, that'd be great, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much.
He told them no, according to the police report.
No!
Then one of the men attacked him from behind, knocked him to the ground. It's like a Rand Paul situation with his neighbor. The other man took the mower and put it in the trunk of the car. The 80-year-old then got up and then took the mower out of the car. One of the men grabbed him. First of all, I'm very impressed that the 80-year-old is out there mowing the yard and then was able to, once they stole his mower and put it in the trunk, then he was able to go get the mower out of the trunk.
I wish he could have run him over with it.
This guy's a real active 80-year-old.
Then one of the men attacked him again from behind, knocked him to the ground, I mean, it put him in a bear hug again.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. And then said that if he didn't stop, that they would cut him.
Oh, you're squeezing the life out of me.
Is this not nuts?
It's just quite an anaconda squeeze.
All right, so they attack him twice. Then they grab him from behind. They put him in a bear hug. And they said, hey, stop, or we're going to cut you. The men then reloaded the lawnmower into the trunk of the car and drove off.
My snapper!
By the way, if anyone cares, they headed south on McAlmont Street. That's the last time they were seen in Little Rock on McAlmont Street.
If you're a criminal, how does that rank on a day? Yeah, we lifted a lawnmower from an 80-year-old guy. Do you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, the arrest has not been made. This is as of Sunday. The investigation's ongoing. That is just absolutely awful. Terrible.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, he's older than the 80-year-old, right?
Oh,
get
man.
Get off my lawn.
Clint Eastwood is like 89.
Movie's
he
great.
Might be 90. Look, would you look
I
that
think
up quickly?
He's 91. I'm
is he really?
Check.
I'm 99.
Yeah, let me hear that one more time.
I'm 102.
Here we go.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
91.
You're right. Look at that. That is amazing. Clint Eastwood, 91.
Maybe it might be time to hang up the old boots there, Clint.
How old's the baboon, right? Did he do like a... Didn't he start with a monkey?
The orangutan.
Orangutan?
It wasn't a baboon.
What was it?
It wasn't a monkey. It was busting loose. I think it was like busting loose. It was the orangutans.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're in a pandemic. Yeah, things are getting better. We're in a pandemic globally, but this is an epidemic. What the heck is going on with people climbing through drive-through windows at fast food restaurants and attacking employees? Have you noticed that with the pandemic, there's been a rash of these things? Of course, it's a Florida story. And of course, it's right here in Pinellas Park. Guy was arrested just after 4:30 in the morning earlier this week on Monday busting through the drive-through window at a McDonald's, crawling in, attacking a female manager. Michael Jordan.
What?
That's right, MJ. Michael Jordan, number 23.
How far the mighty have fallen.
He was wearing a red jersey. It said 23 on it. By the way, Michael is M-Y hyphen C-H-A-E-L.
Oh, you got to love
it's
that.
My hell.
That's Jordan, how I spell my name.
Who's 33, charged with burglary. This happened on Memorial Day. The Pinellas Park, or one of the Pinellas Park McDonald's, according to the police report. Yeah, things unfolded after Jordan, a customer, caused a disturbance at the McDonald's drive-thru, from which he had been asked to leave. He then crawled through the drive-thru window, grabbed and pushed Patricia Minder, and resisted arrest, according to the police report. Jordan was tased. he was tased. They lit him up. He was tased multiple times with no effect. Which then preceded a struggle involving three different Pinellas Park officers trying to arrest the guy. The man braced, tensed, spit, actively resisted arrest, according to the police report. The officers had scrapes and cuts, as well as one broken body cam. So one of the body cams was smashed.
Oh, come on, Michael Jordan.
No, that's Michael Jordan.
Sorry, Mike Hale.
Yeah, following, make sure you get that hyphen in there. Yeah, according to the documentation here. Is that correct? And then one of the cops, once they finally had the guy cuffed and stuffed, one of the cops said, can I get a McFlurry, please?
Yeah, seriously, give those cops a McFlurry. Give them something.
I got a McManiac who just climbed through the McWindow.
Man, when you
he's
tased,
under arrest.
You tased somebody.
He's been McTased.
How hungry was that guy?
No, isn't it, MJ, if you tased...
What was that festival?
And there's no reaction to being tased. Isn't that a sign of like being all hopped up on
PCP
something?
PCP or meth or something. Yeah. You've got to be on something strong.
A lot of times that is the case, that you're hopped up on something. But I don't see any indication in the police report that they found drugs on or tested them. But clearly something was juicing this guy up that the taser had no effect on him. That's nuts. That's crazy.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
The Lightning not going to do the sweep, obviously, in the round two of the playoffs because the Carolina Hurricanes won last night at Amalie, so...
That's okay. Plenty of time.
Well, listen, I think a lot of folks were saying, all right, they won two on the road in Carolina, which was certainly tougher to win on the road. Then they come here and they get a two-game stand at Amalie, and then if they could win the two home games plus the two away games, it's done. Four games, and they can take round two. And now, last night in overtime, the Lightning lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2, so now the series is 2-1. So the next game, game four, is going to be Saturday night. So if the Lightning, if they win that... It still has to go back to Carolina on Tuesday. So that's the deal.
Either way, Lightning going back to Carolina.
Yeah. So either way, and then they're coming back here. So there's so the next game is tomorrow night, Saturday night, or make it a Saturday afternoon. So it's a 4 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, home game. Then Tuesday, it goes back to Carolina. And then Thursday, it's back here to Tampa. And then if they need a game seven, it goes back to Carolina again, is the schedule.
Yeah, so far they're only up to a need-to game five.
Okay, right. Yeah. So right. We'll see how this thing transpires. All right, Froggy, for the early crowd, Froggy has pitched my friends at PDQ. Best crispy chicken sandwich, best tenders, you know, the best shakes in America. Just made better. Froggy is trying to come up with some extra dough, so Froggy is pitching PDQ a jingle. So Froggy thinks he's a musical maestro. So Froggy came up originally with a round of four different jingles, and he wants to sell these to my friends at PDQ. Now, the first one was...
I want some chicken and really good shakes, PDQ.
And then we pointed out to Froggy that was totally ripped off from the Empire Carpet commercial.
Okay, well, Called Mistakes Happen.
Empire Today. All right, then the second one.
So you want some good chicken. PDQ has really good chicken.
And of course, messaging is very clear. Yes. I'll give him that.
But of course, the melody of that is call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your carpet clean. That's Stanley Steamer. Then here's the third one he pitched them.
I want some really good chicken and some really good chicken nuggets. Go to PDQ. Their chicken's the best.
That's the J.G. Wentworth commercial, the guy in the Viking outfit, you know. I have a structured settlement and I need cash.
I don't know. I've never heard that commercial.
Yeah, sure. All right. And then you never heard this one as well, right?
PDQ is so good in your mouth. Yum!
Yeah, of course, that's O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh!
I think it's a little different. I think O'Reilly is O'Reilly.
Okay.
Auto Parts.
All right. All right. So then, that was the first round. Oh, complete God. Flop. Total failure. So then yesterday, Froggy rolls out some new original jingles, and he tried to point these towards certain genres of radio listeners. The first one was for the country listener.
I want some chicken and some chicken strips. It's PDQ, and it's good for you, and it tastes really damn good.
I'm not trying to be accusatory, but I feel like that's a rip from a real country song.
Is it?
No, it is not, Roxanne. Maybe you should do a little research. That is an original track. It's just that all country songs sound the same.
Now, hold on a second.
That's the problem.
All right, here's the second one, and this is for rap fans.
I want some chicken nugs. If you share some PDQ, you're gonna get hugs. PDQ! And if you want to switch it up, try some bomb chicken strips. PDQ. Straws are so big, you could take some big ass sips. PDQ. Tastes so good when the chicken tender hits your lips.
I'm starving.
Well, Froggy, I got a message. Longtime listener from way back in St. Louis days when our radio show originated here in Tampa. We were also top rated in St. Louis on Z107.7. Guy by the name of Luke Coffey. Luke sends me a direct message on Twitter. I'm at Todd Schnitt on Twitter.
Luke Coffey?
At T-O-D-D-S-C-H-N-I-T-T. Give me a follow on Twitter. Luke says, the rap version sounds like Digital Underground song The Way We Swing about 50 seconds in. Is that true?
The song's not even 50 seconds long. What are you talking about?
No. Did you take that from a Digital Underground?
I never heard a Digital Underground song.
Where'd the music come from then?
They come from royalty-free music beds that I made.
You made these?
Oh, yes.
All right, here's the next one. This is for the Spanish-speaking crowd.
I want chicken and fries and shakes, no thighs. I want to enjoy BDQ. If you don't know, the pollo is muy bueno. I'm talking about BDQ. Yes.
So we got to get that to the Spanish station. Get the rap one of the rap station.
Other than Pollo Es Muy Bueno, nothing's in Spanish.
There's no 80s version for our station. You got every other format represented.
What do you think's coming next week? The finale.
Oh, okay. The big finale. Great. All right. Well, this is the finale of this segment. I don't think you've impressed them quite yet.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, folks, as things are starting to get back to normal, and I've got a whole pile of continued indicators that, you know, life is, you know, creeping back to normal, and in some cases, it's flooding back to normal, but as people are going back to the office as you're going back to work and more people are leaving their remote jobs at home and going back to their place of business. As this happens and you have more human interaction with your fellow coworkers, do me a favor. This would be a huge help. Spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back. So as you go back to work and people are driving, the roads are getting busier, please spread the word that the legendary MJ Morning Show with Froggy Fester, now Roxanne with us, that we are back every morning on Q105. So spread the word. The MJ Morning Show is back. Q105, 104.7 FM. All right, I don't know what's going on with the youth. Or as Fred Gwynn said in My Cousin Vinny, what is a ute? I don't know what's going on with
Fred Gwynn.
It was.
I know.
The judge was Herman Munster.
I can't believe the judge was Herman Munster. He was fantastic.
What was the great song that used the Munsters theme?
Was it
the pop song?
I'm gonna guess.
It wasn't Dance Like Uma Thurman.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Hey, can you bring that? They used the Munsters theme of that. Can you give me
Maroon 5?
Yeah, was that Maroon 5?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
What?
Fall Out Boy.
It was Fall Out Boy.
Okay. Yeah,
It was Fall Out Boy. Can you grab that quickly?
Give us some FOB.
Yeah, give me some Fall Out Boy, because they sampled. How quickly did we get to the Munsters theme here? Here we go. The Munster. I wonder how many kids.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman.
All right. So what is a ute? So in My Cousin Vinny, the judge, that's Herman Munster, was Fred Gwynn. I love Fred Gwynn. Anyway, what is going on with the ute of America? I'm serious here. What would possess some maniac to get on a city bus, then scoot himself right behind an older female passenger, and then what? Flick a bic and light her hair on fire.
Oh, that's vicious.
Oh, my God. Well, that's San Francisco for you. When the lights light up your hair in the city.
I hope she didn't have a lot of hairspray in, because that's going to determine how big the fire is.
I left my hair in San Francisco.
There you go. Both of you. That's awful. Both of you.
It's all terrible. It all is. It's horrific.
Lighters on a bus. The San Francisco treat. That's all I got. Rice-a-roni,
the San Francisco treat.
I got the fire on the bus goes burn, 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 because that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
my house.
That's good for your 3-year-old, yeah. Yeah, yeah, might explain this to your kids. So, shocking video footage has emerged. A teenager sits behind a woman on a city bus, and then you see on the surveillance camera, because so many of these buses these days, they've got surveillance cameras.
Oh, yeah, you're on a bus. You're on camera.
So the camera catches this this teen in all red. He's in a hoodie. And the woman's facing forward. And this kid gets behind her. And then the footage, which was released by the San Francisco Police Department, shows the teen holding the lighter to the back of the woman's hair for several seconds. At one point, even takes the lighter away to make sure that the lighter was actually lighting and working properly. And then lights the woman's hair on fire. And you know what another passenger said to her? Your hair is on fire!
Yes, Alicia Keys was riding right next to the woman on the bus.
Exactly. Anyway, the stranger's hair was set on fire. She was helped by other passengers. And then the maniac kid and two other friends, they then fled the bus, I guess, at the next stop.
And then Johnny Cash walked on the bus and said, "Your head looks like a burning ring of fire." All right. What else we got? I got a burning down the house joke.
And then Jimmy Buffett said, "Heading up to San Francisco to get a new wig today.
Ooh, good. Jimmy Buffett reference. Good.
There's anyway, no more San Francisco songs.
The victim was described as Filipino or Hispanic. The suspect is a black teen male. But this is the bizarre thing. The Filipino or Hispanic victim, the woman, in her 50s or 60s, she left before the cops arrived. But this is also what's bizarre. The police put out the video, but they blurred the face of the teen arsonist. The hair arsonist.
That defeats the purpose.
Well, they'll do that for children or people they think are...
No, you don't blur the face. So people, listen to this. People were going nuts. So on Twitter, on the San Francisco Police Department's Twitter feed, somebody writes, "You want us to help? Yet you blur out the face of the thug?"
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Then they write, "The attacker would have probably been caught by now if his face had not been blurred." Anyway, a spokesperson for the San Francisco Police Department says their initial focus is finding the victim so they can get a witness statement to build a case.
Yeah, hopefully she's okay.
Yeah. So, listen, you need to find the... This is a dangerous individual. What kind of sick kid would sit behind an innocent woman and try to light her hair on fire?
She didn't do anything to provoke that.
No. Nothing. As far as we know.
Just brought her luscious head of hair onto that bus.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, do you have, Coop, do you have the video up on our website yet?
I'll get it up right now.
All right, we'll have this up shortly. If you want to see the surveillance video from the bus, we'll put it up in minutes. We'll have it up at MJMorningShow.com in the Daily Drivel section. So top of the page, Daily Drivel section. We'll have it up momentarily. Did you have something else, Coop? Coop?
Coop? Girl is on fire.
I guess he did have something else.
Coop, you're not helping.
What is going on with the youth of America? What's happening?
I would say impulse control, but that's just evil.
Yeah, these are just bad kids.
Did you guys hear the breaking news on the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 7 set?
Oh, who did he yell at now?
Well, no, it's funny you bring that up, but folks...
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Roxanne, some woman is sending you texts on our Q105 text line, which is 800-990-1047, the same number as the call-in number, 800-990-1047. And this woman is trying to inform you about hybrid babies.
She was asking if I've seen the front page of the USA Today, and... Then she sent me a photo of it, and it's this headline that says hybrid babies born across the U.S.
No.
Now, if you go to USA Today, the actual site, you don't see these stories anywhere. But then I did find a clip of it on YouTube, so it must be some kind of prank.
Yeah, I just found the same YouTube thing where it looks like the front of USA Today, and there's a baby that looks like it's, I don't know, like a little devil baby with crazy ears. And
it's like Rosemary's Baby.
It's nutty.
Another baby with a cat face.
Yeah. USA Today, the headline is Hybrid Babies Born Across the U.S. Hybrids, the greatest mystery. General calls hybrids a threat to national security. Come on. What? This is. But it looks like it's an actual front page printout. First of all, do they still print USA Today?
They do.
I thought that was coming to an end.
I think they had like a weekly edition or something, or maybe it's not a daily edition every day.
Last time I read a USA Today is the last time I was in an airport, maybe.
I thought that they were stopping the printing of USA Today is what I thought, that it was going to be online only. Yeah, but come on, this hybrid baby little prank that's floating around, is clearly it's not real.
They print USA Today Monday through Friday. That's what it is.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. And then they have the website. Well,
that's what they always did.
They still do. I'm on their website. I can $10 a month. I can get a subscription. Right,
but at some point, I thought that they were going to see. Maybe it's later this year. But I thought I read that USA Today was ceasing the actual printing of the paper. So what is this gimmick? Who's doing this? What is the scam? What is the racket on the hybrid babies with this crazy, creepy picture of like a devil looking baby? On the front cover of USA Today. What's the gimmick here? What's the payoff? What's the game?
Besides being hysterical? I mean, that's really the main point.
Yeah, I think just the world is getting crazy. Maybe that's the big joke of
it's
it.
Clearly not real. So what did this woman text you?
Have you seen this? Is this freaky or what? I'm paraphrasing. She said, is this some crazy
bleep?
Yeah.
Yes, this would be some crazy sh. Yeah. Yes, it would. All right, on to Tom Cruise. Breaking news. Breaking Tom Cruise news. So you remember when Tom Cruise went absolutely nuts? Remember when he flipped out? And this was back in December when he was, I pulled the audio. This is the audio when Tom Cruise was surreptitiously taped on the set when he was going nuts and screaming at crew members that were close together and they weren't following the distancing protocol.
We are the gold standard.
Remember this?
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing.
So he's yelling that, you know, they're making movies in Hollywood because of us and we're following protocol. And
I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
He's on the phone with every bleeping, hang on a sec. He's on the phone with every studio at night.
Insurance companies, producers, they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone.
You can hear how he's a little muffled, Charlie, because he's wearing, I think he's wearing five masks.
He's wearing the mask.
Yeah, he's wearing a mask.
And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you.
And you. And you. And you get a car. You get a car. Everybody, you get a mask. You get a mask. Everybody gets a mask.
I couldn't tell him to bleep off fast enough if he was yelling at me like that. I would have been like, hey, Tom. You, all right?
But the nice thing about Tom is he'll rip you to shreds and then send you a delicious coconut bundt cake for Christmas.
That's right.
He needs to get his ass kicked.
If you ever do it again, that's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table.
So apparently two people were too close to each other in England on the set of Mission Impossible 7.
I pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. The future of the industry.
Well, guess what?
I think you're
the breaking news update is the set of Mission Impossible 7. Here we go. What is this? 6 months later has been shut down because at least one crew member came down, tested positive for COVID on the set.
Oh, God. So Tom's going to kill him if he lives.
He's going to survive COVID, but Tom Cruise is going to throw him into helicopter blades. My God.
I think Tom...
What?
I think he's pumping up the importance of his job in movies in general here.
Don't do it. You're out. We are not shutting this movie down.
You're not shutting. Well, guess what? The movie has been shut down now.
Is it understood? If I see it again, you're f***ing gone. And so are you. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have?
Yeah, I do, Tom. I do. Anyway.
Jeez, hey, Tom, eat me.
Is he going nuts again? Because now they've shut down the movie because somebody has COVID, at least one, on the set.
If you get COVID, you become his stuntman because he thinks if you can survive COVID, then you can survive all those Mission Impossible falls.
I guess so. All right.
He doesn't need a stuntman. He's Tom Cruise.
Coop, are we going to try your mystery food next? Or when are we going to do this?
Oh, God.
All right, Coop, our producer, has like there's a viral food craze going on.
I'm hungry. I'm ready to go right now.
All right, we'll find out. Folks, you got to hear about this, and we're going to, I guess, try it next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, so please stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Please, folks, you got the rest of the month here to make your MJ Morning Show sign. Please get in the running for a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown. Folks, this is a serious deal. Can you imagine? We're giving away a brand new 2021 Kia Soul. We're giving away 10,000 cash. We're giving away 5,000 cash. That's first prize, second prize, and third prize. All you have to do is make a sign, put it on display around the Tampa Bay area, and the sign has to read, "The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. It could be a sign at your business. It could be a sign at your house, in your neighborhood. You could put it up on the side of the road, on the interstate. All of the rules, the best MJ Morning Show signs win. First prize gets the new car, the Kia Soul. Second prize, 10 grand. Third prize for the third best sign, 5 grand. This is a serious deal. So this weekend, get your signs up and going. The contest goes through the month of June. All of the details, and you want to leave your sign up. You want the display to remain. And then, of course, you have to enter the contest by going to mjmorningshow.com. All of the rules, all the details are on our website. The entry form, how to upload the picture. And, of course, once you do it and take the picture, you got to leave it up, because we have to be able to verify that it actually existed and wasn't some kind of Photoshop deal.
We have a whole team of verifiers, by the way.
We do. And all the details and how to enter everything is at mjmorningshow.com. Show us your MJ, a brand new car, 10 grand and 5 grand, three prizes for the three best signs. mjmorningshow.com, that's mjmorningshow.com.
I recently got word from management that I might be considered to be a verifier.
Very good.
Very impressed. Right. Very important.
Yep. Best of the verifiers. Yes. All right, Coop, on to this viral video craze. And Coop has mysteriously brought in some, what do you call those, platters with a cover on it. And you're going to do a big reveal here. Coop, explain what this is. I think you've got some audio to play. Can you explain everything, please?
So I've been seeing this everywhere. I've been seeing it on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everyone's been trying this new food sensation.
All right, and when did this occur? When did this first pop up? When were you first made aware of this?
Probably about a week ago. I first saw this, and then I saw hip-hop artist Lizzo do this, and other celebrities have tried this.
Oh, Lizzo. I'm a big Lizzo fan.
Yeah, right. So.
And that's not to be confused with Lizzo, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so this is audio from one of the social media videos?
This is the guy who basically pioneered this idea.
Oh, this is the pioneer of the video craze.
Yes.
The founding father of this food trend.
Should you tell us what it is first, or should I play the audio first?
Play the audio.
All right, here we go.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this.
What?
We're going to trust you. Okay.
You're telling me we have watermelon in the studio?
Yes, we do.
Under the covers, we've got water and yellow mustard?
Just play the rest of the video.
Oh, my God. This sounds disgusting.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this. It is so good. Grab yourself a juicy watermelon. Cut that baby up. Juicy. Get yourself some French's yellow mustard. It has to be French's. Pour that sucker on and cheers. It's so tangy, it's so vinegary, and it matches so well with the watermelon's sweet juiciness. Trust me, this is so good.
I kind of trust this guy when he's talking about juicy things being good.
Was he just slurping something?
I don't know what he's
slurping. Right. The watermelon.
Let me tell you right now. This sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Right. So, in your studio, you will find a tray of watermelons. Fester, my lovely assistant's helping me out.
Yeah, they are.
Fester just lifted up the covers on the trays, and there are slices of watermelon.
Juicy.
All right. And then what else?
So then next to that is a bag of French's. It has to be French's.
Can't be grateful pun.
I see a plastic bag.
Yep, and inside the bag is two French's mustards. Are these open, Coop?
Yes, they are open. Right.
So, MJ, here's your mustard. I'll give you one. And
I'm not doing this.
What? Come on, we all have to try
it.
There is no way that I'm eating watermelon with... What, we just drizzle the French's mustard on the...
Any way you want it.
Any way you want it. That's the way. Yeah, right.
I don't
exactly.
want that crap. All right, so Froggy, we have watermelon here in studio. We have the French's mustard. You guys not going to try this? Really not going to try this?
We're shooting video on this, right?
Yeah, it's going to be up on MJTV.
We're shooting this for MJTV. Right.
Roxanne,
by the way,
take your piece.
Folks, every morning we shoot numerous segments of the show, and it's MJTV. So every morning we select some video segments, and we post in studio 4-camera shoot video segments of all of us, and you get to see us doing the show live in the studio, MJTV. We post several segments every day at MJMorningShow.com, and we're taping this right now. Hi. All right. Now, Fester, are you...
I have a piece of watermelon for you, MJ. I have a little mustard for you.
Hold on a minute. Coop, do you have this on video?
Yep, it's going to be on video. It's on video.
But do you have this on...
Yep, I can see it right here.
Yeah. All right. So, Fester, now, hold on. You're not supposed to... Dip it. Are you supposed to, like, drizzle it on? Or
you can dip or drizzle, preferably drizzle.
What did the guy do in the video?
He drizzled.
Okay, so, Fessy, go ahead, in front of the camera.
Okay.
All right, in front of the camera.
Yep.
Go ahead and drizzle, like, do a nice little drizzle on the watermelon.
There we go.
Smells like this, mustard.
There
we go.
This, you can also do an emoji with mustard.
Yeah, Roxanne made a nice happy face on her raw watermelon mustard.
Oh, Roxanne, does that signify...
I drew a wiener on mine.
Why are you handing me this?
Are you not going to try this?
I am... All right, you can hand me the plate, but I am not eating this. There is no way in... This looks like the most... disgusting thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I got my slice of watermelon right here. Put a little mustard on it.
That looks fancy. MJ's watermelon looks fancy.
Oh, my God.
What if you got this at a fancy restaurant and you're like, oh, this is a delicacy?
Has anybody tried it yet?
Like 11 Madison or something in New York? Or?
I'm going to try it right now. Here we go. Watermelon.
Everyone take the bite at the same time. Ready?
Yes. Hold on. Stop. I'm telling you right now. I am not doing this.
Oh, come on.
I'm repulsed.
Right. I'm doing it right now.
I'm like gagging.
I'm doing it. I got watermelon.
Yeah, just imagine. You're at Per Se. I'm going to bring you champagne after you take a bite of your delicious watermelon.
Ooh,
and mustard.
Watermelon mustard. Sounds so fancy.
Ew, you put more mustard on there?
I don't know how much to put on or not put on. All right, here it goes.
Stop. Froggy, do you have one?
I do, but I can't do it.
I'm in the same boat.
All right,
I have a thing about mustard on.
All right, here we go.
Cheers, baby.
Hold on. Don't eat yet. Whoa, stop.
Okay.
I'm going to have you guys do it individually so we can get you on camera.
Okay.
So I want to get the reaction. All right. Take Fester's camera.
Okay.
Fester, you eat the watermelon with mustard first and go.
Go.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's not terrible.
No, come on.
Guys, it's not terrible.
No.
I kid you not. God.
I'm sick just watching you.
Me too. All right.
I don't know that I'd ever do it again, but it's not terrible. I don't know if I'd break this out at the family barbecue, but it's not awful.
They have slices of watermelon drizzled with mustard. All right. Roxanne's camera. Roxanne, you're on right now. Roxanne, eat. That's a nice slurp, by the way.
What do you think, Rox?
Ugh.
It's sweet and mustardy.
I mean, it's really not bad.
All right.
I kind of like it.
Is Froggy ready?
Yeah.
All right, Froggy, go ahead and...
All right, let me get a dip.
Here goes Froggy, and...
He just projectile.
You're going to clean that up, dude. That's not even funny.
Awful.
It's not awful.
Froggy just blew it out of his mouth against the wall. Coop, did you get that?
I got the projection, yeah.
All right, you're going to want to see MJTV later on.
Dude, it's hot. I don't like it.
I can't do this.
I don't like it. Listen to you.
I can. There is no way, folks. There is no way that I'm doing this. I'm sorry. You guys can be the guinea pigs. All right, Coop, did you have yours yet?
Not yet.
All right, go ahead.
Good slurp.
Look at your face. All right, let me tell you what's
going on. It's so good.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not terrible, guys.
The concept is supposed to be juicy and good.
This is a viral video craze. You know what this guy's saying? This guy's saying... Do you know how many morons across the country I have eating watermelon with mustard right now?
In this studio, 4 so far.
Do you know how many idiots across America are doing this? I came up with the stupidest thing, mixing the completely opposite foods, and I've got people actually trying this, people actually eating this.
Look at Fester. He's going for piece round 2.
He's not.
This isn't as bad as you're making out to be, guys.
I'm not doing it. Oh, Come on, there's no way you're enjoying this.
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay, stop.
It's not the greatest thing I've ever eaten, but it's not awful.
All right, well, guys, this did cost me $7, so right. I expect a Venmo.
Yeah, you can go ahead and expense it.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right, we got a couple of texts this morning, a couple of phone calls, people freaking out about USA Today's front page today, that there are hybrid alien-looking babies on the cover, and you know, I'm like, what? And then we did a search online, and then a YouTube video comes up from this morning, a brand new video where a guy is saying, man, this is some crazy bleep. And then he's got video of the front page of USA Today. And, well, there's an explanation. Hold on. We'll get to it next in just a moment. First, though, I was teasing Froggy's little experiment with his kids and the spicy goldfish, which Froggy got the assignment. After Roxanne, now don't take this the wrong way. You dropped the ball.
Okay, well, let's just talk about this. I've already taken my daughter through a car wash with the window down. She's going to be in counseling for that.
No, but that wasn't a bit.
That was real life.
That wasn't a bit. You drove through the car wash and you didn't put your daughter's window up.
Yeah, don't pin your shoddy parenting on MJ.
So if you want to help me with my counseling bills for her,
all right, folks, here's the deal. Story comes out last week that Frank's Red Hot Sauce has teamed up with Pepperidge Farm for a spicy adult version of goldfish. Wow. Now, goldfish are a kid's favorite treat. You know, if you got like 2, 3, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, and you make the little snack packs, you're going on a trip, you're going on a, and you take the goldfish, you put them in a little plastic container or a Ziploc bag. And listen, goldfish are a snack mainstay for kids. There's no doubt about it. Then the news breaks that Frank's Red Hot has a goldfish variety. This is being built for adults only, and it's a spicy, flaming hot Frank's Pepperidge Farm goldfish.
I put that on everything.
And that's from a Frank's commercial, by the way.
Literally.
He really does. He puts it on goldfish crackers. Yeah.
I put that on everything.
So I had the idea. This is hysterical. And I asked Roxanne, what snacks do your kids love? And of course, goldfish comes up. I'm like, perfect. Roxanne, I want you to go get a bag of the Frank's Red Hot Pepperidge Farm goldfish. Don't say a word. Just say, hey, kids, snack time, roll video, and let's see the reaction. That was the simple assignment. And I'm not busting on you. Yes, I am. So, I mean, I gave you a simple assignment. This will be funny. This video could go viral. You know, we've secretly given the kids Frank's Red Hot Pepperidge Farm goldfish. Let's see if they notice. So I gave you the simple assignment. Go get the goldfish.
Has he told you it's a simple assignment, Roxanne?
Yeah, I heard simple a couple of times in there. Now,
it's a simple assignment, by the way.
Okay, well, my 4-year-old is not simple-minded. She's actually quite smart. Tricking her into eating these goldfish would be the same as tricking you into eating a watermelon with mustard on it.
Stop it.
Not going to happen. You can't trick her.
I don't know. Give me a break.
Oh, please.
You know what? You're splaining me up good here. That's come on. If you put the goldfish in a bowl and you said, hey, here are the hey kids, hey, you want some goldfish?
They'll just take them. Just
sorry,
take
mommy. Okay. You're not gonna hoodwink me this time.
Okay, guys.
Mommy, you bamboozler.
Yes, I'm a member of Mensa. I have an IQ of 177. Yes.
You won't be tricking me.
My 1-year-old is a good eater. She tries Roxanne, what I put in front of her. I don't want to trick her and not have her trust me.
Come on, listen.
Oh, she won't remember trust.
Then why didn't you say to me up front, I can't do the bit?
But I did it. I just explained to her.
The whole bit was to get video of the reaction.
The whole bit was deceptive.
Play the audio.
That's right. The bit was deceptive.
Roxanne's not in the place with her kids that she wants to deceive them. I understand.
I'll lie to my kids anytime.
Here's the aborted video. We were going to do this. We were going to do this earlier in the week, and I pulled the plug on it because this doesn't work. This is Roxanne's audio from the video that she shot, giving her kids the spicy Red Hot Frank's Pepperidge Farm goldfish. Listen.
I've got some, here, do you want some goldfish? Now, these are hotter than normal, so let's see what you think of them, okay?
You're not supposed to tell the whole, you don't tell the kid. Oh, these are hotter than normal. I mean, hey, if you put your hand on the stove, it's going to get burnt. No, you don't tell them.
Honey, you're going to regret this today and tomorrow. These are really spicy.
She doesn't speak, but she understands, and I just don't want to deceive her. I want her to know. Well, Mom is explaining to you. You should have never done the bit.
You should have said, I'm not doing it. It's fine. If you don't want to do it, just say, MJ, I'm not doing the bit. But I was waiting on the bit for content.
The whole show depended on it, Roxanne.
I know, exactly.
You can tell now.
And for you to say, you know, for you to say, oh, by the way, these, you blew the payoff. The payoff is watching the kids' faces after they get the Frank Spicy Goldfish, and it's burning their face off.
I've got some, here, do you want some goldfish? Now, these are hotter than normal, so let's see what you think of them, okay?
All right, abort, abort, abort! 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 Hold on.
It didn't get to the part where my mom's in the background screaming at me for being a terrible parent because
so anyway,
that's like me doing a crank call in the very beginning going, this is a crank call. Okay,
exactly!
Here we go. All right, so,
hello? So I gave...
You sound older, sir. This is a crank call.
I gave the assignment to Froggy.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah, my kids are... They're not smart. They'll fall for it.
Next, I have the audio of what happened with Froggy's kids. We'll also put the video up on our website. We'll get to it next. And the whole USA Today thing will splainulate it all. This has creeped people out, but there's a total explanation for the crazy hybrid mutant babies on the front cover of USA Today. And that's coming up on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne, I'm sorry. I mean, you do plenty of things right, but you totally botched up the bit.
Okay, Froggy can show me how to torture my children properly.
And then,
right.
Take a lesson, young lady.
And then Froggy, thank God, saves the bit.
Thank God you count on me.
Thank you, God.
You know, a bit is a terrible thing to waste. All right.
MJ always taught us, you're only as good as your last bit.
Exactly.
You never want to waste a good bit opportunity.
In a moment. First, though, the USA Today thing. We had numerous people call us and text us this morning. Oh, my God, did you see the front page of USA Today? Well, yeah, circulation on USA Today, the actual printed version, that is nowhere near what it used to be like in the late 80s and 90s. I thought I read that they were going to cease the printing of the paper at some point and just go online only. And today, there is a front cover of USA Today, and it says hybrid babies born across the U.S., and they're the creepiest-looking babies, like with devil-looking rodent ears, and they're these mutant babies.
I have a picture here of one of the children with deer antlers.
Yeah, hybrid babies. And I'm like, come on, this is not real. So I immediately went to the USA Today website, and there's nothing on there about this. I'm like, this is a scam. This is a hoax. What is this photoshopped? A guy shot a video this morning on YouTube, and it looks like he's got the real paper. Guess what? It is the real paper, and there are hybrid babies that are totally creeping me out on the front cover of USA Today with a headline that says, hybrid babies born across the USA, world reacts to new generation of half-human, half-animal children with both awe and concern.
Aww,
so this is really on the whole front page of USA Today today. However, it's a wrap. It's an advertisement false front. So this appears to be the front page, but it's an ad, a very clever ad. And then you turn the page and the real front page of USA Today is the next page. And Rox, you found out exactly what this is, right?
Yes, it's an advertisement for a Netflix series called Sweet Tooth, which obviously has these sort of hybrid children in it.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Sweet Tooth.
Is it new?
It's a new thing. It's from a comic book, Sweet Tooth, and I think Robert Downey and his wife are behind it. I think they're some of the producers or backers of the.
And what were we gonna say, Frog?
Sounds stupid.
Hey, Coop, do me a favor. Could you go to the YouTube, get this video, and post it so our listeners can see the front cover in this video. Yeah, this guy, the guy early this morning shoots a video of the front cover of today's USA Today on Friday, June the 4th, 2021.
What is more distressing news? Actual children being born half human, half goat, or the actual front page of USA Today? Whatever we said.
All right, so now back to the bit with the Frank's Red Hot Pepperidge Farm goldfish. Roxanne totally botched the bit. Roxanne, I'm sorry. When you do well, I'll praise you from here to next Tuesday.
A D plus in bits, an A in parenting.
Right. Well, an F in pulling off a bit on the show, or you, guess what? You get an A plus in destroying a great morning show idea.
Look, if this bit was a plus, pooch, plus. If this bit was a pooch, PETA would be at your house. I mean, that's all I'm saying. They would be very concerned.
If you're just tuning in, and for those that are still with us on this. Story comes out that Pepperidge Farm and Frank's Red Hot Sauce, they have a collaboration. They're introducing an adult flavor, an adult variety of goldfish, the cute little baked snack. And it's a red hot flavored. It's for adults. It's a spicy thing. So I said to Roxanne, man, go get these and then give them to your kids. Yeah, here's the bag.
I brought some in for you guys if you want to taste them.
Yeah, I will try one in just a moment. This I'll eat. I'm not going to eat that watermelon with mustard crap, but I'll try a spicy goldfish. So I say to Roxanne, this is great. You got a 1.5-year-old, you got a 4-year-old. Give them the goldfish and say, hey, kids, snack time. And then this is what happened. This is what Roxanne did.
I've got some, here, do you want some goldfish? Now, these are hotter than normal, so let's see what you think of them, okay?
What'd she think of them, though? Can I play a little bit more? Does it get good?
Let me hear the rest of it.
All right. And then Froggy salvages the bit. Hold on. Let me play a little more of Roxanne's kids.
I've got some. Here, do you want some goldfish? Now, these are hotter than normal, so let's see what you think of them, okay? Do you like them? You're going to eat more of them? Whoa.
Those are spicy. They're super spicy.
Woo!
The hell
You're
is that?
A spicy girl. Look what kind they were.
That's Rox's mom.
I know, Mom, but she put a pound of wasabi in her mouth the other day, so she would like that. Do you like spicy?
Yeah, spicy.
Kids start choking on a goldfish?
Okay.
All right, so...
So you have your daughter taunting you, your mother taunting you.
I don't even believe you gave him a spicy one. I think you gave him regular ones.
You can watch the video, which is already getting a lot of traction, my crappy video.
All right, now, Froggy then tries it on his kids. And your kids are what, 6 and 9?
6 and 9, and the goldfish is the go-to in our house.
All right, so and your wife got in on this, right?
Yeah, yes. Kim is the one who presented the goldfish to the children.
Kimmy gets in on it.
As if she was giving communion to them.
All right, here we go. This is Froggy's video. By the way, we will post, Coop, we'll have both videos on our website, right?
They're up right now. You can watch them.
All right, featured or in drivel?
They're featured.
Okay, featured item. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, you can see Roxanne's botched video and then see Froggy's. Here we go. Here's Froggy's.
New goldfish flavor for you to try. Can you tell me what kind it is, okay? Ready? Taste it.
Just eat it.
Lou, eat it. What?
Oh
my god, it's so hot!
Eat it!
My god! No. Oh my god!
Eat it!
Is that water running?
That's Max. I caught him rinsing out his mouth for like 15 minutes under the sink. Right,
there you go.
And Luke does a little mini puke in the garbage can.
All right, let me try these things and see if they are really that spicy.
They don't like hot stuff. Oh, God. Chew with your mouth closed.
I'm chewing for effect.
They're not
good. Oh, man. Those, they got a kick.
They got a little kick, especially at the end.
Yeah.
What you realize is that goldfish is probably the cheapest quality cracker in the world.
I like it.
They're good, though.
Oh, these things have these are spicy.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
These have a total kick. Absolutely.
My kids hated them.
Because they're super spicy. But like pizza.
Oh, God, close. I don't want to hear them being chewed.
Hang on. Let me get another batch.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Do you need to wash it down with some French's yellow mustard?
Yeah, we have mustard left over, some leftover watermelon from earlier in the show.
You want some coffee to wash that down?
Can you guys talk while my mouth is moving?
Yeah, what's coming to mind is remember the scene in Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey took the mustard and the ketchup and poured it all over his tongue because it was too spicy. Oh, that's right. How I want to help you out right now.
Those have a kick, though. I like them a lot. All right, folks, when we get back in just a second. Have you heard what Walmart is giving all of their employees?
Frank's Red Hot Goldfish.
No. I want to know. This is an interesting story.
All of their employees, like everybody, like the guy who shanks buggies out in the lot and the manager?
Walmart is giving 740,000 associates this.
Whoa!
The question, and this is a pretty serious item, Walmart is giving employees an expensive item. The question is, would you take it? Would you be in fear of something?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
You know, the day before we got deluged, finally, you know, my lawn is like Melba toast, like all crunchy. We've had such a lack of rain. And then the day before yesterday, so that would be what, Wednesday, we finally, like, 7 o'clock at night, 7:30 at night, we finally got whacked. But it must have been like an inch and a half of rain. We finally got it, at least in South Tampa and a lot of the areas. But then yesterday we had like these clouds and a whole big system coming our way. And I thought we were going to have more rain for my thirsty lawn. And then it like broke up and veered at the last minute. It's like total fake out yesterday.
Well, maybe for where you are, but I got hit in North Tampa with about 20 minutes worth of rain.
Well, that's the story. In Florida, that's the deal. It's, you know, it looks like you're about to get the nasty red and orange cells. And then, sometimes you get hit and other times it just like poof, it like evaporates.
Like poo.
It's like weather
poo.
Magic.
Poo.
And yeah, you're like, as Oprah would say,
poo. That's what happens to the clouds.
Oh, Fester. I thought you were going out to
get the papers.
I thought you were going out to get the USA Today.
Well, we solved it.
I know we solved it, but it might be good to have in the studio.
Do you want USA Today?
Was that Jimmy Two Times you just played?
I don't know.
Or Johnny Two Times?
I don't know. Let me see if that was Jimmy Two Times.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like,
I'm going to go get the papers.
Yeah, that was.
I thought I recognized Jimmy's voice.
That was. I thought Fest was going out to
get the papers.
Okay, when we first heard about USA Today running a story possibly about hybrid children, we thought it was fake. Then somebody said it was real. Then we said, let's just go buy the paper. But then we figured it out. Do you still want the paper?
On to Walmart.
He just wanted to play the clip, I think.
Oh, okay. Exactly. I don't know what you can.
I just wanted to play.
Get the papers.
Yeah. Jimmy Two Times.
Get the papers.
From Goodfellas, one of the best movies ever made. All right, on to Walmart here. And do you guys know about this? Did you guys look this up?
I did not look it up, but a lot of people have been texting with pretty good guesses.
I mean, it's not a secret story. I mean, I saw the story yesterday. It's pretty much out there. Walmart is giving, actually, I thought it was everyone, about half. Walmart is giving about half of their associates, 740,000 of these, they're going to hand out. So that means Walmart has, what, almost 1.5 million employees?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
That's incredible.
All the stores. I think it's like the largest retailer. Non-governmental, not including the government. Walmart's like the largest retailer in the country. Employer
in the country. Yeah. All right.
What
so, Fester, why don't you
get the papers?
I'll get the rolling papers.
All right. Here's the deal, and I want to know if you would do this or if this creeps you out. What is Walmart giving all the employees? 740,000. So about half of their employees. That's a lot of. They're giving them.
Scabies.
Ricket.
Samsung smartphones with a Walmart app on it for them to, like, do all their work on it. And it's going to be a work phone and a personal phone. But some are already saying, nah, they're going to track me. They're going to follow me. They're going to know what I'm doing, what I'm searching for. And so this is creeping out some of the employees that would get the phone. So this news just broke. That Walmart is going to roll out this plan, give 740,000 employees a Galaxy. What is this? This is a Galaxy X Cover Pro. The phone retails for $499.
Okay.
And Walmart is going to outfit about half of their workforce with the phone. And it is a work phone / private phone. So you can, they're also giving each employee a case for the phone and the protection plan as well.
So they're giving them the phone along with paying for their service? Is that clear?
You know what? That's not clear if they're paying for the service as well. Although, isn't Walmart tied to one of those?
Like Cricket or something?
Well, you have all of these cell plants. Who's the actor? Ryan, what's his face? Who's pushing this mint thing? What's his
Reynolds.
Name?
Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Oh. He's like, I'm the owner of Mint. You know, some like cheap cell phone service for like 8 cents a month or something.
I'll take it.
So Walmart said the primary use of the phone is for its new employee app called Me at Walmart, which the company explained it will simplify daily tasks, serve our customers, and plan for life outside work. Some of the app's features include scheduling, clocking into your shift, voice-activated personal assistant for work that saves time by letting associates ask the app questions. Walmart claims it doesn't have access to any personal data on the phone, and employees can access the app only while working. What do you think?
It does sound like if they have the capability to tell when they clock in through apps, they have the capability to tell other things on the phone, right?
Well,
every business has that sort of. I mean, when I worked part time here, I used to have an app that I used to have to clock in with. Right?
Yeah, but could they? But it was on your private phone. You had to download it.
Yeah, it didn't work outside the building. Yeah,
they're saying Walmart's saying that they're not going to have access, but come on, it's their phone. They're giving it to you. They've got their own special app that can do all kinds of things and know you're at work. I'm guessing there are going to be employees that are going to be very suspicious of the employer saying, hey, here's a phone. We've got some software loaded on it. I mean, are people going to really feel like they're free to search for what they want on a search engine like Google or whatever?
Okay, listen, don't use it for that then. Just use it for a work phone. I mean, listen, if you're going to look the gift horse in the mouth that intently and look at the teeth that hardly... Stop.
Just everything you use do, imagine that it would be looked at
keep
by your
employer. Keep your iPhone, keep whatever you have, keep your Cricket plan, and this is now your work phone. But
that was an oddly constructed sentence, by the way.
As I was saying it,
I'm still trying to figure it out.
What the hell did you say?
You talking about staring at the horses? Thank
God. All right,
I don't know.
All right,
but everybody knew what I meant. That's the amazing thing.
And bottom line is, Walmart is creeping some of the workers out, and I don't know if everyone's going to take this thing. 740,000 free phones to about half their workforce. But is Walmart watching? Mm. Are they watching you? Watching you?
They're watching you as a customer.
Right. Hey, when we get back, I got to get either Michelle or Julian on the phone at the house. Huge day. This is a big, big day at the MJ household. And in fact, I want to take some bets from around the room. All right. So big day. What is the huge day? What's happening today that's massive? Tell you next at the MJ Mornings. Oh, boy. Guess what commercial I'm going into? I'm going into a Kemp Rouge and Green commercial. I'm about to talk about car accidents. And that could be a clue into what the big thing is that's happening in my house later today. So, hey, guess what? You might need to call Kemp Rouge and Green.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I love this.
Fester. Allow it to fester.
That's great. Maybe
she'll use Froggy's name in an upcoming broadcast.
That's an anchor on CNN saying...
Allow it to fester.
So I pulled...
Fester.
I love it.
Fester.
That's Dana Bash, by the way, on CNN the other day.
Fester.
I was watching an old MTV documentary. Yep. I got to pull this clip because the guy got in a fight with a guy who looked... It was like a real life Staten Island. The guy got in a fight with a guy who looks like Fester. And he goes... Hey, Uncle Fester! Beep you, Fester! Beep you!
Really?
Yeah, I got a fight.
That's pretty funny.
That's my real life. That's me walking into church.
Guys, big day. Huge day at my house. Julian is cranked, and actually, Julian is beating Chloe to the punch because Chloe is already 19. Julian is 16. So the rules, the laws, how Chloe is going to achieve her driver's license is different than Julian. Michelle is taking Julian to the DMV, which ought to be a treat. A little later today, Julian is going to get his learner's permit. Now, a little late because of, you know, the time up in New York, and, you know, he didn't need a learner's permit. Driving up there is a whole different ballgame, obviously. So all that kind of got delayed.
But, did you and Michelle draw straws as to who would take him?
No, because I've got to work. They have an appointment, right. Like, you know, they got an appointment like at 2 o'clock or something, or 3 o'clock, and I'm on the air doing my afternoon show. But today, Julian, who is 16, turns 17 on the 4th of July. Julian gets his learner's permit today, and he's expecting me to take him out on the road tomorrow. Now, guys, do you think that anyone is going to need to call Kemp, Rouge, and Green, your car accident team?
I hope not.
The irony would be enormous.
Yeah, I do commercials for Kemp, Rouge, and Green, and then Julian runs into somebody, and then that person calls Kemp, Rouge, and Green.
Is that a good thing?
Hey, hear this guy doing a commercial? I'm suing the kid.
All right, let me get Julian on the phone. Hold on. All right. A big, I think he's really excited. And he's like, Dad, you gonna take me out driving tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Hello.
Julian.
Good morning.
Morning, buddy. How excited are you? What time is the appointment today?
It's like 2:30.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, so that's why I can't take him to DMV. Because I'm on the air at 3 with my afternoon show. So, Julian, any thoughts about getting your learner's permit today?
I'll be in the front seat before Chloe. That's all I'm excited about.
Nice. That's right.
That means you got to tow her around town, dude.
Yeah. All right. No, but the deal is that you're going to have your learner's permit, but it's going to be, before you can get your full driver's license, it's going to be like a year, though, correct?
Yeah, I'll get my license today in a year.
Nice.
So do you have to drive, you're 16 now, you'll be 17. I think on a learner's permit, you have to drive with somebody who's 18 or older. Is that right?
An adult, yeah.
It's actually 21 or older.
Yeah, okay, get your facts straight.
That's why I'm asking. You didn't know.
Julian,
I didn't know
either. Who have you learned more about driving from, mama or dad?
I think it's 50-50.
Hopefully both it wasn't from dad.
Both have taught me different things.
Gotcha. So who do you want to take you on the road first tomorrow? Do you want it to be me or mom? Julian, hold on a second. Technically, if you want, I'm off the air at 6 o'clock. It doesn't get dark until like 8:30 or 8:45 now. I guess I could take you. We could go right after I finish my schnitz show today, and I could take you out on the road.
We could. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. Nice little evening drive.
Yeah. Evening drive with pops. That sounds like a really great time, Julian. Now, when I had to get my learner's permit, I had to do like a road test.
Yeah, you got to have him park and parallel park.
No, that's to get your license.
That's to get a license.
Not to get your learner's permit. I don't think you have to take
it. Is that how it was?
You get a learner's permit, then you take the class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. Julian, you've already done the online test, so you qualify for the learner's. Now, Julian took like a multi-hour course online, right?
Yeah.
And you have your certificate for that. So now we have an
appointment. Yeah, I have my certificate and everything.
Right, are you nervous at all about getting behind the wheel of a car?
Not really. I'm excited.
There you go.
You know, the hardest part of the test, when you have to actually take the test, is the parallel parking. But if you drive your dad's car, I think you can just press a button and it parallel parks for you.
I'm just going to take like 15 minutes to parallel park in a test.
Whatever it takes to get it done.
All right, guys, round the horn. Is Julian going to have any kind of an early mishap while driving with me? Yes or no?
No, I don't wish that on anybody.
When you say early, do you mean that in the hour and a half drive you're going to go to tonight or in like this whole summer?
No, in the days or weeks, the early period of him, you know, driving.
Before Julian goes back to school, I bet you he plows through something.
It's a must.
It could be garbage cans, it could be a fence, it could be a tree.
The front, the public.
No. I wanted the splash zone. You know, like the water barrels? When I'm like a fork in the road, I'm going to hit those.
You mean like on the interstate when there's a bridge abutment, they have the yellow water barrels?
Yeah, to like slow you down.
Okay, the racetrack.
Like I want to watch.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up, don't you remember we had a story like a week and a half ago about a father was teaching his son how to drive, and the father was in front of the car while the son was parking, and the son jumped over the concrete parking block at the front of the parking space, mowed dad over, and dad was like hospitalized in serious condition.
Julian, why is your dad bringing this story up?
That's right, dad died.
But the guy who was learning to drive was like 38. I mean, not exactly the situation.
Late bloomer. I thought Julian was a late bloomer, getting his learner's permit at almost 17. All right, Julian, I'm looking forward.
If you think about it, most New Yorkers don't even have a driver's license.
A lot don't. All right, so Julian, again, I think I asked you, who do you want to drive with first, me or mom?
I think it should be you.
Ooh.
And then mom. Honestly, maybe both of you in the car at once.
Oh, my God. You would get nagged at so much,
now
Julian.
Now you're getting diplomatic all of a sudden. First, you said me, then maybe both. You're afraid of the... Are you mumbling yourself over there, Fester?
I'm just thinking, Julian, if you ever want to go out, like, take my Lincoln out for a ride, I'll cruise with you. I'm free most afternoons. We'll go for a ride in the Lincoln. No big deal, bro.
I can hear Julian. He's just about to get that freedom in his life, so he's trying to say everything just perfectly PC. He's about to get his...
And then Julian's like hitting me up for every car. Hey, can I get a Pathfinder? Can I get an M3, a BMW? I'm like, he's like rolling out all these cars that he wants, and I'm like, I'm getting you a
Saturn.
I'm getting you a 12-year-old Dodge Caravan.
My dad has a 92 Saturn. I can get you.
Hey, Michelle had a 92 Saturn at one point.
And you know.
Badass.
Yeah. The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
The new voice changer and effects machine is all hooked up. Check, 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 check. Much better. Remember yesterday with the effects, we could barely hear them? Now
you got a nice buzz, too.
I know, man. Yes, we do. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. All right, social media. Social media has helped to create the biggest frauds, phonies, posers. Do you know where I'm headed with this?
No, I mean, first thing comes to mind is people who are pretending to be actors or celebrities doing false personas.
You know, since I've made my membership to Wall Street Bets on Reddit official. I follow a couple of these.
What the heck does that mean?
Wall Street Bets is this Reddit group where these guys take these wild chances on these ridiculous stocks and pump them. It's pump and dump city, man. It's awesome. Right now we're all riding AMC.
All right, so how does this relate to people being fraudsters and phonies on social media?
Because some of these guys have like their individual websites where they're like coming out of jet planes and they're getting into Lambos.
Now you're going down the right path.
And then as soon as the camera cuts, they're probably hopping in like a 1987 Yugo.
All right, now you're talking. You're getting closer and closer. Fester's the closest so far. Froggy, social media has cranked up the number of posers, people trying to fake it, you know, trying to look like they're bigger than they really are, that they have more money, nice house,
better,
cars,
big stature, whatever. Big ball and everything.
Okay.
Is that the path you're going down, MJ?
It is. All right. So I have a story to tell. And this is where somebody has been totally busted. Because I'm telling, I maintain social media is net negative. Ultimately.
Of course.
I agree.
Ultimately, social media on our lives, on our kids' lives, net negative.
It's also IQ negative.
I'm talking YouTube. I'm talking Instagram. I'm talking TikTok. I'm talking Twitter. I'm talking Facebook. Social media, as far as our lives are concerned, our lives, I don't think, are better. I think our lives are worse with social media. And here's an example of all the phonies out there, all the fakers, all the posers. First of all, I laugh when you hear about an Instagram influencer or a social media influencer. What the heck?
What does that even mean? Does that mean they get paid to be on there?
Dude, don't even get me started. We got some mascara that came to the house or some eye crap, and my wife gets it. I'm like, what's this? She goes, I saw it on one of my influencers. They used it, and I wanted to buy it.
Oh, my. So your wife is swayed by influencers online?
But she follows this person who uses this product, and is like, oh, my God, this product is great. And my wife's like, oh, my God, I got to have it. And then the Amazon delivery guy drops it off, and 2 days later.
Listen to this bust. Total bust. There is an Instagram, I guess she's a French influencer who happens to live in Dubai, which is a pretty hoity-toity rich place. You know, Dubai and the United Arab Emirates, the UAE.
Pretty rich. That place is ridiculous.
All right. It's ridiculously it's amazing. Rich.
Until you want to have a Zima. Suddenly nobody laughs. Yeah.
Then you get beheaded.
But she is not, she's apparently not that rich, but she tried to pull it off. There's an Instagram model. I love it. Instagram influencer, Instagram model, blah, blah, blah. All right. So this young woman's name is Oceane Elheimer. That's her name. Do you know who this is?
I have followed this girl.
Really?
Yes.
Why have you followed her?
Because she just popped up.
Why the hell is she influencing you?
She's not influencing me. She made me actually feel terrible about my life. I was like, I have to stop looking at her.
You followed?
Yes. And I was like, oh my gosh, where do these people get this money and these, oh my.
But
she made me feel bad about myself. She's a fake?
She's a fraud. Listen to this. She takes a picture of herself in the fancy schmancy business class cabin with like the nice seats and the pod like setups on an Emirates flight. By the way, Emirates is one of the top airlines in the world. It's the United Arab Emirates airline, and it's always rated as one of the highest quality, best airlines on the planet. And she takes a picture of herself in business class, and she's wearing like these big pants, but she's got a complete midriff showing. And she's like posing and trying to look all great and in this like private looking suite kind of thing in this business class photo. 27-year-old model. She's from Bordeaux, France, but she lives in Dubai at this point. And then she tweets out, next stop, Monaco.
Ooh.
And then she has a picture of herself in business class. But guess what? She posts it because there's Wi-Fi on the plane. Somebody on the airplane saw her post where she put the picture on in business class, but then they noticed that she happened to be back in coach, really, with them. So the other person on the airplane snaps a picture of her all crammed into a coach seat in the back of the plane.
That's great.
Yeah, at least she's trying.
Busted. My God, the phonies, the fakes, the posers on social media.
Why can't people just be themselves, you know?
She does look great, though.
Oh, did you see the picture?
She's a cute young woman. Well, she's
27.
She does look better in business class than...
She actually looks younger than 27.
Like 24.
But totally busted.
How giant are her pants?
Can you post this? All right, Coop is going to have this featured or...
It's up on the Drivel right now. You can see the picture.
If you go to MJMorningShow.com, go to MJMorningShow.com in the Daily Drivel section, we'll have her posts... And then you have the picture of the
guy. There's a side by side.
Right. And then the person that snapped her jammed in a coach seat, which was reality instead of her fake.
She has a Cardassian look to her.
Totally. Listen to this. The person that tweeted out the real picture of her crammed in the economy class wrote, Dubai model exposed by co-passengers after she posed in business class cabin and posted photos online and returned to her seat in economy before takeoff. That's what it was.
Hey.
Yeah. And then she lives in the United Arab Emirates. Oh, here, people responded. Been saying social media is an illness. Got people lying for attention and others waiting to make a career out of it. That was a Twitter user. Here's another one. If you've ever been out this way, this sums up the culture. A bunch of people pretending to either be rich, a model, or an entrepreneur. 90% of the people in that city pretending. That's Dubai.
It's all about the steak, not the sizz.
Total bust. Fraud, phony, poser, caught red-handed. All right, coming up next, a classic crotchety old man call. I have a request, an email request, and I shall pay it off for this valuable listener. Next on the MJ Morning Show, stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Got a lovely email from Lara. And Lara writes, hey, love the fact that the show's back. Just found out a couple of weeks ago. That's part of the situation we're facing is still the number of people that don't know that the MJ Morning Show is back. So Lara writes, can you play the crotchety old man call where he tries to get auto insurance after the car accident? Do you remember?
I remember that one.
You remember that?
It's appropriate for today.
It is because Julian is getting his learner's. And this is crazy. Fester is on Facebook Messenger with a listener right now that actually works at the Drew Park, Florida DMV, where Julian and Michelle are going later this afternoon to get his learner's permit.
He just told me some very important news that they should get there earlier, even though they have an appointment. Sometimes the wait's up to an hour, even for appointments.
Oh, really?
So if Michelle and Julian have time, go earlier. Hour and a half earlier.
All right. Why don't you call Michelle? Pass it along. All right. So Julian gets his learner's permit today. Classic crotchety. Lara, yes. Crotchety old man call. This is one of my favorites, actually. And Milton Fludgecow, the crotchety old man, tries to get car insurance after he had a nasty car wreck. Here we go.
How may I help you?
Oh, thank God you've answered. Is this car insurance?
Yes, it is.
I need to be covered immediately.
Okay, well, do you already have insurance now with us?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't have any coverage whatsoever, and I've just been involved in a car accident. I'm in the vehicle right now. I'm pinned, and the rescue squad is on the way.
I don't...
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Here they come. Hold on a minute. Here comes the rescue squad. Do you hear them?
Yes, I do.
Hold on. Okay, the rescue squad has just arrived. I need to get insurance immediately.
I can't get you insurance without you being present here in the office.
I need to insure my 1989 Lincoln Mercury Grand Marquis. It's gold.
I'm sorry, but I cannot insure your vehicle right now while it's involved in an accident.
I need to insure it immediately because I ran into some type...
I cannot.
What?
That is the law. I cannot.
I rammed into a bus, and I think it's a gasoline tanker truck.
Well, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. I can transfer you to my quote line. You can get a quote.
What does Amoco sell?
Who? Amoco Gasoline.
Yes, that's what I just ran into. I'm stuck in the vehicle, and I'm waiting for the... here comes the firefighter now. Hold on for 1 minute.
Sir, just please remain calm. We're going to get you out of here as soon as possible.
Okay.
Captain, we need the jaws of life, please.
Oh. Well, what are the jaws of life?
They have to cut you out of the car.
Okay, I'm okay. The car is just wrapped around me like I'm in a cocoon.
Well, why are you calling to get insurance? Why aren't you calling your family members to come and get you at this accident?
Hold on a sec. The firefighter's coming back to me.
Don't move now. We're going to put this neck collar on you.
Okay? Yes,
sir.
Sir, please, don't move.
I won't move. They're putting a neck collar on me. Okay. All right, so what do I have to... to give you my Visa or MasterCard number?
No, sir. I am unable to give you insurance right now.
I just happen to have the Yellow Pages in my car at the time of the accident, and I'm calling you. It says low, low down payments, easy monthly payments, regardless of driving record.
I am unable to insure you by law.
I'll slip you $100 just back.
That's not worth my job.
Just backdate it.
It's not worth my job.
Because right now I think we're looking at serious damage to my vehicle and the bus that I hit, as well as the gasoline tanker truck.
I am very sorry.
Could you put the cell phone down, please?
Yes, I'm putting...
Please, put it down.
I'm putting the phone down.
Put it down now.
I'm putting the phone down. Wait a minute. Wait, can you hear the fireman?
I can hear.
I'll pay 5 times the amount. I'm in a twisted, mangled mess.
I cannot help you. You're going to have to call somebody else. I cannot help you. I apologize.
Well, can I come back later today after I'm extracted from the vehicle?
Yes, but I can't cover you for the damages.
Hold on a minute. I have have a few more questions, but they're starting to rip the roof off.
I really think that you need to call your family members.
No, I don't have any family members. They're all bastards and they left me. Hold on a minute. They're taking the roof off. Hold on. Hold on a minute. They're taking the roof off. I can't hear you. Hold on. I'll be right there. Hang on. They're taking the roof off now.
Taking the roof off the car. I cannot help you.
I need insurance. Okay, the roof is off.
All right, well, okay. You need to call Progressive or somebody else. Call 1-800.
Call what? 1-800 what?
AutoPro. AutoPro.
Why can't you help me?
They won't be able to help you either.
Hello?
I'm sorry, but I cannot help you. I wish I could.
I have extensive damage. It looks like the Amoco gasoline truck is totaled, and I hit a bus.
There's nothing I can do for you. I wish there was.
The bus is flipped over.
It doesn't matter what's wrong right now. I cannot help you. I cannot provide you with auto insurance for this accident.
I've got to have a cigarette. I'm feeling very nervous.
I bet you are.
Hold on,
Sir, you hit a gasoline truck.
Yes.
Please, don't light the cigarette.
No, I gotta have it.
Do not light that cigarette.
No, I gotta.
Don't light that cigarette!
I gotta have the cigarette!
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Welcome back, MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ with Fester and Froggy. And Roxanne, we'll give you details, by the way, on the Show Us Your MJ contest this weekend. Utilize this weekend to get your MJ Morning Show sign made, win the car, win 10 grand cash, win 5 grand cash. Details in a minute. You guys agree with this? This is a new survey. 2,000 people were surveyed by one poll, and they found that half of the people that were surveyed here in America say that the current relationship they're in is the worst sex they've ever had. Now, it doesn't delineate whether this is like dating couples or married couples, but it says that one in two Americans, that's half, that's 50%, say that their current relationship, their current partner, represents the worst sex they've ever had.
50% of Americans are mean.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's what that survey says.
That's an awkward question.
It is, isn't it?
Not just not the best, the worst.
You care to get personal with us, Roxanne? I mean, you've been with Dig Dug for a while.
Does everybody else want to get personal? Do we all want to get personal here?
I've got no problem.
Well, I think that when I'll say it this way. I think that when people hook up with someone for a long-term period, then they are doing so because that part of the equation is working as well. In other words, not only do they like them personally, intellectually, they're attracted to them, and then they probably also have some good chemistry. Right?
Are you getting the 7-year engagement itch yet? Because you've been engaged for like 7 years, right?
6 years. Well, that's how we keep that's how we keep it spicy in our household. Are we going to get married or not? Ooh, I don't know. We getting just skits on that.
Getting close to the 7-year engagement itch.
You know, we've been married a long time, Allison and I. And I tell you, I had the 7-year itch, and she realized it was just a rash.
Yeah, you got some ointment for that.
She's like, listen, you may want to see a doctor about fungus.
You went to see the dermatologist. You had ringworm.
After like 6 visits, it went away. Everything's been great since. I mean, no problems at all.
Yeah. No, there's some interesting stuff in here. So 2,000 residents here in the U.S. were surveyed. And what else here? Oh, this 33% have fallen asleep on their partner during sex.
During sex?
I think that's got to be alcohol-induced.
I mean, it's got to be. Yeah,
if one of the options was a second and a half afterwards, I would be, that's me right there.
Some people are eating breakfast right now, Fester.
That's not my fault. Eating breakfast in the mornings. What are you people thinking?
And now let's go downstream and see how the manatees mate.
Manatee.
Why would you not stay with someone?
Sorry.
Al's going to punch you in the nut.
Sorry, Al.
In the nut.
Why are they these people still with their partners?
I don't know.
If they're going to go take a survey about them and talk crap about them.
If it's the worst sex they've ever had, then why are they with the current partner? It's a very fair question.
Maybe it's one of those relationships where you just have sex to have kids, like Shania Twain used to have.
Duggars?
Yeah, like the Duggars. Shania Twain was married to Mutt Lange, wasn't he?
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. I thought the story on Shania Twain, who, by the way, I have not seen her in a long time. She kind of faded. She
still looks great.
Did she disappear?
She was the biggest thing in the world, like, in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And then she voluntarily just put it all away.
So she sort of voluntarily stepped aside, right? She stepped out, right?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
She's on a mission to make the best album she's ever made, 2021 release date.
Oh, you know what? I did see something. I thought I did see something about a potential Shania Twain comeback. But when I think of the way that she looked back in like the late 90s when she was hot.
And she had a sexless marriage back then.
Well, that's the story.
I never heard that.
Yeah, that was the deal that like she was like, I thought I read that she was like asexual, that she, here you've got this smoking hot woman that is like drool worthy and like, my God, she looks amazing. And I thought, I remembered that her marriage, I think they split up, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, 2008.
But I thought also that I read that, was she, am I wrong or was she like not interested in sex or?
I thought,
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you know what?
I thought it was him.
I'm starting to see some things come up when I'm doing the little Google.
Like what? What do you see?
She was a victim of sexual abuse as a child.
She was?
Yeah, so that could have caused problems.
But, amazing talent, and I thought she was one of the most attractive women I've ever seen. I've not seen her in years. I don't even know what she looks like. So who said that she still looks great?
Me.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw Shania Twain?
I'm reading a story here. Oh, I saw her on Twitter. I messaged her to say you look great.
Here's a story from The Guardian a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And she's on the front page of it. And she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she really is.
But if you typed in Shania Twain and sex, you get some really sordid stories.
Yeah, I read that Mutt Lange banned her from sex for like a year. Like,
what?
I don't know. She's walking around in some underwear, and I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah, she was married to a famous record producer, music producer, Mutt Lange. And in fact, I think Mutt Lange, he was the one that produced the whole Def Leppard Hysteria album with, you know, Animal, Hysteria, Love Bites, and
his right arm filled in for the drummers.
Pour Some Sugar on Me and...
Yeah, use my arm. It's good.
I'm Mutt.
Here's another from the survey. For those that have injured themselves during sex, which is 57%.
What?
The bulk said it happened in the shower.
Ooh.
What constitutes an injury? Going to the hospital? Do you have to actually go to the hospital to have it count as
slipping on a bar of soap and busting your butt and, you know.
I know a guy who broke his wiener.
Broke it?
I froggy.
Yeah.
Do you really like off or in half?
No, like that. And it
like a 45 degree angle.
It turned into like, I don't want to say what it
is. Froggy,
he did. I'm telling you the truth,
but you don't have to bring it up.
Snapped like a plastic.
We're talking about injuries. I mean, I want to hear about this.
It snapped.
Do you have a photograph of it?
Snapped like a pretzel stick.
Yeah, it's very black and blue photograph. If you know what I mean.
Ugh, poor guy.
Got hurt real bad.
Just snapped like. Like that.
Oh, God, that hurt. Oh, God, I just got chills.
What, did you take a bunch of pencils?
I just snapped a 92.5 Maxima pen in half.
Oh, my gosh, you're strong. But that's pretty much what it sounded like.
I think that sounded good. That was a good wiener snap.
That was good.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Chico, did you guys see my pen? No. Sorry, guys.
It's right over here. It snapped in half like Froggy's friend's wiener.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to hear any more about that.
It's bad.
I'm sure that's enough. All right, folks.
Sometimes I got to drink Gatorade before doing it to prevent Charlie horses.
I don't want to fester, please.
That's your pregame routine. It festers.
That's right.
Do me a favor. Sometimes Fester has to have a whole Publix rotisserie chicken prior so he doesn't have hunger pangs during the act. All right, folks, weekend assignment. This could pay off massively. Ladies and gentlemen, this is some serious stuff. We've got a month to go here, or a little less than a month. You have until the end of June to come up with your Show Us Your MJ sign. All you have to do is create a sign that says, "The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. and put it on display at your home, your business, side of your house, side of your business. Put it alongside the interstate. Find great places. Visibility is a key judging factor. In fact, there's the sign on I-4, which people are telling me left and right. They're seeing the MJ Morning Show is back sign on I-4 near Thanatos-Sassa Road. And that's fantastic. All you have to do is make a sign, you know, put it up at your business, your home. The whole Tampa Bay area is your canvas. You can enter as many times as you want. The best sign display that advertises the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. That is the only requirement, is that it must say the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. All the other creativity, whatever else you want to do, that's up to you. The best sign wins a car. Holy cow, a car. The best Show Us Your MJ sign wins a 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. The second best sign wins $10,000 cash. And then the third best sign wins $5,000 cash. A car, 10 grand and 5 grand. These are some serious prizes. It's not like we're giving away a drink koozie and a frisbee and a MJ t-shirt. I mean, this is some serious crap. Just make a sign. Make multiple signs. Enters all the details are at mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. Go to our website, all of the details, all the rules, how to enter, how to upload the picture of your creation, and then, of course, leave it up, because we'll have drive-bys to verify that you have the sign actually up. Go to mjmorningshow.com, and good luck, folks. Car and cash, mjmorningshow.com. Show us your MJ. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Is this going to be a trend in theme parks? I saw this last night. I'm like, holy moly, really? So there's a new attraction. It opens up today at Disneyland. So this is California. This is not Disney World here in Florida over in Lake Buena Vista. This is California. They're opening up a new Spider-Man ride, and there's a premium upgrade. So you have to pay an additional $30 to get the upgrade on the ride, and you have to buy a special armband that when you're on the attraction, when you're on the ride, the armband activates these additional features for your experience. Is this going to be, really? You pay, what, $100+ to get into a theme park? And then they're going to... They're going to upcharge you on one of the rides? Really?
Is this just a cash grab? Or they're saying this ride is so much better than all the other attractions that we have to pay for its technological costs.
Okay. Well, that should be part of your admission ticket. That's, you know, the cost of doing business.
Exactly.
Everything at theme parks are cash grabs. Everything. And I love theme parks. But they're all cash grabs.
Yeah, the fast pass thing,
The quick queue, the
all that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing, just different names. Disneyland's new Web Slingers. And by the way, this is at Disney in Anaheim, Disneyland, California. And it might not, this is not going to come to Disney here in Florida because of licensing. And
they opened up the Avengers campus.
Right.
In Disneyland.
Right. But the difference is that, there's here in Florida, there would be a conflict with Universal Studios right down the road.
Right. They have the
Marvel,
the Hulk ride. And
yeah.
All that.
But I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the whole story, but does that rub you the wrong way that you pay all that money to get into a theme park and then they have a brand new attraction? And all right, you kind of get the half-assed ride included. But if you want the really good ride, you got to pay an additional $30.
Yeah, that's a pain, but it does look like a really awesome ride. It's kind of a workout in addition to being a ride, an interactive ride. You get a really great I guess it's an arm workout while you're doing it?
Well, they say that it's like being on a Peloton for 3.5 hours that's out of control at a speed of 12 miles an hour. That's what it does. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't say.
But well, I'll pay for that.
I've got a question. I want to go to phones on this, actually. Is anybody... I'm sorry. Is anybody in the room or is anybody listening interested in reading a Paris Hilton memoir?
All right, shut up, because my wife would totally buy that book.
Really?
She just bought Jessica Simpson's
book. Well, that's the point, is Paris Hilton has just signed up with the same publisher that put out the Jessica Simpson book. But
that book came in the mail 2 days ago. I go, what the hell is this? You buy? She goes, it's Jessica Simpson's new book.
But wait a sec. The Jessica Simpson book, with her whole empire, her business empire, to me, that just is more remarkable than Paris Hilton with what she had a little dog in a purse. That's her claim to fame. And a porno tape. You know what? I want to go to phones on this.
Jessica Simpson made herself a billionaire.
All right. So Fester just admitted that Allison, his wife, has the Jessica Simpson book, but would she buy the Paris Hilton book?
Yes. I would buy the Nicole Richie book.
Yeah. Allison buys all that crap. She bought the Andy Cohen book. She bought she buys them all.
I want to go to phones on this. Folks, seriously. Those that are listening to the program right now, do you have any interest in buying a Paris Hilton memoir? What the heck does Paris Hilton have to tell me? All right, simple question. Would you buy, are you interested in a Paris Hilton memoir? Really? All right, 800-990-1047. And if you want to elaborate, if you want to tell me why, then that's fine. But simple question. Do you have any interest? Am I off base here? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know who the hell would have an interest in a Paris Hilton memoir, really?
Is it a list of hot things?
All right, 800-990-1047. Very simple question for our MJ listeners right now. Yes or no? Do you have an interest in a Paris Hilton memoir? Yes or no? 800-990-1047. Very simple question. Would you buy a Paris Hilton memoir? 800-990-1047. I got to believe that the bulk of our listeners would say, no, I'm not interested in a Paris Hilton memoir.
I would buy the Baron Hilton memoir because that's the grandfather, right? Is that the Hotel Hilton guy?
Was it History Channel all of a sudden? No way.
Roxanne History Channel. You know what? I'd be interested in reading the story of the Hilton Hotel chain.
Right.
And remember, did you watch Mad Men?
I didn't. I'm familiar with it.
God, I mean, put that on your list. If you want to binge watch something, Mad Men is just the best. And there was in one of the seasons, there was a whole Hilton kind of
storyline.
Because they were doing his advertising for the hotel. It really kind of cool. But I got to believe the ball. I could be wrong. All right. If I'm right, prove me right. If I'm wrong, then shove it up, you know.
I'm waiting for Susana La Quinta's book to come out.
Who?
Susana La Quinta from the La Quinta twins?
from the La Quinta hotel chain?
Yeah. It's going to be a good read.
I'm waiting for Martha Motel 6.
Mm.
All right, let me go to phones here. All right, let's grab Charlene in Lakeland. Charlene, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Do you have any interest in a Paris Hilton memoir?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Would you like to tell us why you have no interest in a Paris Hilton memoir?
I have no interest in Paris Hilton whatsoever. I don't think she's done a thing.
And see, that's my overall belief, is that a lot of people are just not interested in Paris Hilton. Anyway, Charlene, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You bet. How about Mary Archie? What?
Archie?
All right, the screen says Mary Archie, but I got to believe you're not Mary Archie.
I am Mary Archie.
No, really?
Yes, really. Mary B. Archie.
Do you play in a Mary Archie band?
Oh, wait a minute. Is Archie your last name?
A Mary Archie band.
Is your last name Archie?
That's correct.
Oh, well, see, what?
Archie Bunker.
All right, hang on. Coop, we usually don't put last names in the call screener program.
Her name is Mariachi. Of course,
we had to. It's Mariachi.
Yeah, I picked up her call. I picked up her call.
Oh, yes, Mariachi.
I got a free
plug.
Yeah. I was like, what's your name, ma'am? She's like, Mariachi. I'm like, okay, what's really your name? And she's like, Mary Archie. I'm like, oh, sorry, Mary Archie. Hold on.
Mary, do you have any interest in a Paris Hilton memoir?
Can I get some salsa with that?
Yes.
I got some queso dip and chips for you.
Well, send there Dave the Dwarf around with a hat with chips and dip, and you just, you know, grab it off his hat and dip it right in.
Mm.
Absolutely. No, I'm saving my money. I'm waiting for the Mick Jagger memoir.
Now, that's a real deal. A Mick Jagger memoir would be fantastic. A Stevie Nicks memoir, or, you know, but Paris Hilton? All right, so
Her dog Tinkerbell has more to say than she does.
Oh, shut up, Mary. She was an icon for 5-6 years.
For 5 or 6 seconds. All right, stop. All right, so did you say your dog has more to say than Paris Hilton?
No, Paris Hilton's dog, Tinkerbell.
Oh, is that the name of the... I didn't know. That's the name of the dog?
That's the name of the... Well, it was a little dog, Tinkerbell, that was in her purse.
She's stuck in the purse still.
Yes. Didn't her chihuahua get, like, picked off by coyotes in Arizona?
That happened.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Got kidnapped or a bunch of things happened.
That's not hot.
Mariachi, thanks for the call.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Hasta luego.
In the morning.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye. All right, let me grab one more here. How about Paul in Tampa? Paul, are you interested in a Paris Hilton memoir?
I'm definitely interested in Paris Hilton memoir.
Of course you are.
She's fascinating.
Why is she fascinating?
Well, she used to come down here to Florida and shoot some silly show out there in the woods or something, man. I don't remember it that well, and I'm not a huge fan, but, I mean, she's at least as interesting as the other girls.
Remember the show The Simple Life, MJ, and they were Dade City? We sent Kristen the intern to our hotel room.
That's right. Oh, that's We banged on our hotel room door at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's
Paris Hilton answered, and she's like, hi, we're from the MJ Morning Show. Boom.
Slam the door in her face. All right, okay, I'll buy the memoir now. No, I'm kidding. I have no interest. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, Paul.
Hey, thank you, guys. I got a safe touch security system on your recommendation.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for being a Safe Touch customer, and thank you for listening to our commercials. Right. We really appreciate
it. Now go have lunch at PDQ.
buy a BMW from Fields, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to get a financial plan from Holland, okay?
Holland, yeah. Holland KB or something.
Yeah, the whole thing. Back in a moment, folks.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, 9:39 here, moments away from ending the show. But first, we got to cram some great crap in. First of all this UFO chatter, all the videos that have popped up over the last, I don't know, couple of years of this triangle thing flipping around and doing circles and F-18.
It's happening, bro.
Now, listen, government report is out, finds no evidence UFOs were alien spacecraft.
What were they then?
Listen, there's an explanation.
A flying, like a crow, 8 million miles in the air?
So if aliens were here, they would taunt us with little specks and dots on radar, and come on, they would make their presence known, or guess what? They'd be so technologically advanced, they'd be here, we wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, right. We're so special, we're the only ones.
Seriously, or they would just blow us up.
There are no UFOs and aliens here, folks. I just don't believe that. Michelle's on the phone. Hey, Michelle, you just texted me that you're actually interested in reading the Jessica Simpson memoir?
Well, I was considering it, so Fester, you have to let me know if Allison likes it.
She just got it in the mail like a couple of days ago, but I saw her reading it the last few days. She seems to really like it.
I mean, joke's on everybody, right?
Seriously.
Well, no, hang on with Jessica. I'm not joking on Jessica Simpson.
She's a very smart businesswoman.
You know, she did, what was her company? She made a fortune with that clothing company.
And shoes.
Jessica Simpson shoes.
Yeah.
And they're great quality shoes, and they look good. They're reasonably priced.
She has literally built an empire. She's married to a Harvard grad with 3 cute kids. But she was the one, remember, they used to joke about her being brainless because she questioned tuna being, like, called chicken of the sea.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
When she had that show with Nick Lachey when they first got married.
Right. She really played it up.
And
she did.
She was labeled as being super dumb and super ditzy. And
that was an act.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah.
And hot.
Yeah. Michelle, I wanted to read about her and Nick, too. Does she talk about him in the book?
No, Michelle doesn't
have the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to call Allison. My wife has the book.
Allison just got the book.
Allison, give us a book report.
There's
got
to be a Nick Lachey chapter.
Listen, I'll get you guys a full Jessica Simpson book report Monday morning.
I want a diorama with her boobs in it.
Michelle, I got to run. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Quickly. A guy that works at the Drew Park DMV heard me talking about Julian getting his learner's permit today. It turns out that he actually works at the location where you're going.
How does he know that's where I'm going?
Well, because Fester said, hey, I'm talking to a guy on Facebook Messenger who's listening to the show, and he heard us talking about Julian gets his learner's permit today. Mm. And Fester said to me, which location you're going to? And I said, hey, we're going to the Drew Park DMV. And it turns out that's where the guy works. And Fester, he had some advice for Michelle, right?
Yeah, he said, get there early, even though that you have an appointment.
Right.
They're not taking you at that time. Get there maybe 45 minutes or an hour early.
Don't sneak her in.
Yeah. And if you get there super early, is the Pink Pony still open?
Right down it's the lunch buffet
Drew
today.
Drew Park, man. That's a...
All you can eat steak.
All right, so, Michelle, go a little early, he says, all right?
Awesome. We'll be there.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Bye, sweetie.
Yeah, lovely, Michelle.
Bye, sweetie. Right.
Oh, Lightning this weekend. The Lightning lost last night.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, the whole four-game sweep thing is out of the question. But, you know, they won two on the road up in Carolina, up in Raleigh. And Lightning had an overtime loss last night to the Carolina Hurricanes, 3-2. The series is now 2-1, and it's back with Game 4 tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Amalie. And so that's Saturday's game is home, and then it goes back to Carolina on Tuesday of next week. And if they need to come back here, they come back here. And then if they need to go all the way to Game 7, then they go back next Saturday to Carolina. So there you go.
So let's wrap it up in 5.
Let's what?
Wrap it up in 5. Five games.
Win the next two. Win Game 4, win Game 5, and move on to the next series.
Roxy is talking all sports-like.
Yeah, I'm so sporty.
We're like, we don't know sports, but go Lightning.
Absolutely go Lightning.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is the wrong vehicle to steal. Phoenix police say a man is facing charges after allegedly stealing a mortuary van with two bodies inside.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine you steal...
It's like Phantasm.
You steal a vehicle. It's got it's an unmarked white van. It's a funeral home van, and you got two bodies in the back.
Smells a little bit funny in here.
Yeah, authorities received a call from the South Mountain Mortuary. Employees had left the vehicle alone for a short time while running, and somebody stole it.
Ew!
Yeah.
They'll be fine. Let's go take a jog.
Yeah. Officers then spotted a van matching the description of the mortuary vehicle. And then Jose Aramburo Molina Jr. was located a short time later, matching the description. Anyway, I guess he's been... he was found with 5 blue pills as well. What is he, in the Matrix?
I mean, he must...
Yeah.
Well, it depends what kind of blue pills, because there's a lot of stiffs involved here. He has 2 dead guys in the back.
That's right.
A pocket full of blue pills.
I think we're done. I got a busy weekend planned. I'm going diving in the Myakka River for some shark teeth.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah,
you should go to Lake Titicaca.
No, I'm going. Did you see the guy this week that was bitten by an alligator while diving for shark teeth?
I watched that news story with my daughter, who's obsessed with alligators.
Alligators are awesome.
The megalodon, the prehistoric shark. All right, folks. Also, I got to take my kids for Nitrox certification. All right, folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. The MJ Morning Show website is loaded, mjmorningshow.com. And, of course, make your sign. Show us your MJ sign. Make a sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. Take the weekend to do it. And then enter the contest at mjmorningshow.com. The sign has to say the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. Best sign wins a brand new car, 2021 Kia Soul from Crown. Second place, $10,000. Third prize, $5,000. So good luck. Show us your MJ, all the details, all the entry information at mjmorningshow.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.